America, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Most of us could get checks in the mail. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We need to have the American people's backs. This legislation is a significant next step.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell working on a $1 trillion bill to deal with the financial fallout from the coronavirus.
It must be a workers first proposal.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, while the bill would help small businesses and hard hit industries, it would also send checks to Americans.
The proposal, $1,200 per adult and $500 per child, up to $75,000 in income. Above $75,000, the payments decrease, then cap out at an income of $99,000.
That's Fox's John Roberts. Those income levels double for married couples. Four senators are under scrutiny for selling stock ahead of this crisis. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Republican Senators Richard Burr, Kelly Loeffler, and James Inhofe, and also Democrat Dianne Feinstein, sold off stocks worth millions of dollars after classified briefings on the virus and before Wall Street took a massive hit. The situation is leading to calls for resignations and prosecution for insider trading. In a tweet, Loeffler called the accusations baseless, saying she does not make decisions about her own portfolio and learned of the transactions 3 weeks after they were made. Dave.
Rachel, on Wall Street this morning, stocks could rise. Dow futures up about 400 points. Across America, the number of corona cases has spiked more than 50% since yesterday to over 14,000. 205 people have died. So California's Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering his state's 40 million residents to stay home.
People will self-regulate their behavior. They'll begin to adjust and adapt as they have been quite significantly.
Well, Californians still could go out to get food and medicine. Workers and essential businesses can still travel. Amid all the warnings to be socially distant in Japan, a ceremony celebrating the Olympic torch's arrival drew a crowd of hundreds today. America's listening to Fox News.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One more note on the Olympics. Those 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo are still scheduled. Much of the sports world at the moment is shut down. While Congress keeps working on that massive economic stimulus bill, two House members remain home, the first two coronavirus patients at the Capitol. Others who had contact with them or constituents who were infected are self-quarantined just in case. Republican Senator Cory Gardner told the Fox News Rundown podcast,
"I am about a block away from the Capitol. I can see the Capitol dome from my window, but I am quarantined, confined to my 300-square-foot palatial studio."
And what if a lot of lawmakers get sick?
North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer was asked about remote voting.
"I don't know how you can have two members of Congress as far apart as Utah and Florida have the virus and not be seriously considering that type of an arrangement."
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says with coronavirus, it's risky having all 100 senators on the floor.
"During times of emergency or crisis, that the United States Senate would be able to vote remotely in a secure manner. I think it's time for us to turn to this."
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
You might have missed it with all the news focused pretty much on the coronavirus. Spring has sprung. It arrived just before midnight Eastern time, and the forecast isn't so good in some areas.
Government forecasters are predicting widespread flooding in 23 states, particularly across the Dakotas and Minnesota. But the flooding shouldn't be as severe or prolonged as it was in the spring of 2019, when relentless rain drowned crops of corn and soybeans and left thousands of homes underwater. This season, forecasters are projecting above normal precipitation in the Midwest and Northern Plains, where saturated soil could cause significant planting delays.
That's Bampuso. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An emergency order issued in Urbana means you can now have alcohol delivered to you from certain establishments in the city. The order from Mayor Diane Marlin now allows for the delivery of alcohol in its original sealed packaging for off-site legal consumption. The order was set up in response to the governor's actions that would ban bars and restaurants from serving food and beverages on premises during the coronavirus epidemic. Three more major stores are closing. TJ Maxx and Home Goods in Champaign are closing for the next 2 weeks. The online stores also are closing there, but the CEO said they plan to pay their store distribution and office associates for 2 weeks during the closures. Kohl's also announced it'll close. That's as of last night, and that's through at least April 1st. Customers will still be able to buy items online and through the Kohl's app. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Have somebody get flowers today. Boy, would that be a nice lift for somebody. You can do it. Just call on the phone. Have it delivered. They can put them on the doorstep and ring the doorbell, ding-dong ditch or something. It'll work. 359-22255 in a moment. I'm going to have you text us if you have any questions about coronavirus. But for Blossom Basket, it's 367 Rose or blossombasket.com with two locations in Champaign-Urbana. Their flowers last 2 weeks. Forecast today, we're looking at windy. Temperatures dropping. Right now we are currently hanging around the 59 degree mark, but that's headed downward as the day goes on. Unfortunately, pretty cloudy all day and windy. Temperatures dropping all the way down to 37 by tonight. Saturday, sunny and 40. That'll feel good. Sunday, I see a snowflake on my screen. 36. Great. Monday, 48 with the peak of the sun, but 63 by deep next week. Currently 59, but on the way down. Okay, we're talking coronavirus. Dr. Susan Mantel, Center for Your Health in Philo, the center of the universe. That was a pretty good choice to locate right in the middle of the universe, Susan. That's right. Well done. Well done. Okay, you have been a physician how long?
Since 2002.
You have a great combination of believing in drugs when needed, but not necessarily every time. Why that philosophy?
Well, I think it's evolved over time. As I've practiced longer and longer, I've watched people get sicker and sicker. And so I started evaluating the way I practice medicine and realizing that we need to fix the body of the person so they can heal themselves in addition to providing medication when needed. So I work a lot with the individual patients to make sure that they have the nutrient base they need and sleep and all of the important lifestyle changes in order to give their body the best chance at fighting illness. And then on top of that, we will prescribe drugs, you know, when needed.
Okay, you are also serving our country. We thank you. How long have you been in the military?
I'm in my 36th, 37th year.
That's
now.
Impossible. You're like 35 now, I thought. So you've been serving a long time in what branch?
I'm in the Army Reserve.
And what does that mean? Didn't you just go to Kuwait?
Yes, I was just in Kuwait over last summer.
Okay. And you also have other degrees as well. You're an MD and like 19 master's degrees or something. You got several, I think.
I do. I did some extra schooling based on having some money from the military. I didn't want to waste. And being right here by the university, I went ahead and did my MBA, and I'm currently in the process of getting a master's in nutrition.
Oh, wonderful. Dr. Susan Mantel. So somebody once said, Susan, you can learn all your life, and you believed them, and you kept learning, and you're still learning.
Absolutely.
Which is good. Dr. Susan Mantel, all right, coronavirus, we're all trying to wrap our, this is the seventh virus, as I understand, within the corona, which is a respiratory issue. Why is this one so bad?
Well, I think this one is so bad because we don't know as much about it, partially because we don't have as much data as we could have had if the Chinese government would have provided it. Also, it's been a very fast-moving virus, so once it took hold in China, it really started hitting a lot of people. And also because it's very virulent with older individuals and individuals with respiratory illness.
Why is it so contagious?
I don't think we really know that. We know that it basically doesn't take much of a much connection with a person to pick it up. It's also not causing symptoms in a lot of people. So it's possible that a lot of people just walk around with it and don't know they have it.
And it's killing more on the top side of the age because pre-existing conditions, respiratory problems, the flu kills a lot of people. This, we think, is maybe more contagious and more deadly because of the components involved with it?
Potentially. There is a lot of research being done right now, mm-hmm. and I think as it progresses through the United States, we'll know a lot more, simply because we'll have the appropriate data. But, you know, one of the problems is it attacks the lungs in some people, and it causes damage to the lungs, so that results in problems managing the patient because they're unable to, you know, properly oxygenate and their lungs don't function as well. And that's been the big push with the ventilator issue across the country.
I don't think we've ever done this from the standpoint of no schools, cutting a lot of businesses, no churches. I mean, this is unprecedented in my lifetime. I don't know when I can ever cite. I mean, 9/11, we were playing baseball within 3 days because we wanted to show our strength. And this is an invisible danger, and we don't know a lot about it, and we're getting reports every day. Keep away from people, I guess, is the number one thing, right?
Right. So what we want to do is break that chain. If we can stop the virus from spreading from person to person, then what we can do is give the healthcare providers time to, you know, reassemble the hospital when we have a big influx of people, be able to reuse equipment. If we can flatten the curve, we have a greater chance of getting in front of the virus. In addition, we have, you know, some medications that are in the pipeline, as well as the vaccine for later on this year, hopefully.
Dr. Susan Mantel with us, Center for Your Health and Philo. If you have a question, you're welcome to text it in. We'll try and keep her for 10 or 15 more minutes, 359-2255. Something specific you've been wondering about, text me at 359-2255. Any questions, any thoughts for Dr. Susan Mantel? We're talking COVID-19. Should I say coronavirus or COVID-19?
I think you can say either one. You can say China virus, Wuhan virus, COVID. You know, what we need to do is when we're talking about it, we just all need to know the virus we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that we don't, you know, I wouldn't say the flu because it's very different from the flu. But using that COVID-19 or coronavirus will make it, you know, clear when people are talking about it.
Okay. So, and another thing that's so, I guess, disconcerting, that we don't have any idea what this 15-day timeout will do.
Well, we have some good data from South Korea and China that we know that if we can separate and we can practice that social distancing, that we have a good chance of slowing the spread and potentially containing the spread in certain communities, and that will help the healthcare system.
Yeah. Okay, so based on your practice, what are you seeing? You're getting calls, probably people saying, I don't feel good, and when do you know as a physician we need to test this one?
So right now, the testing is probably the biggest issue because we don't have enough tests to test everybody. Ideally, we would be able to test everybody, but because we don't want to overrun the healthcare system, we really don't need to test individuals that can treat this at home just by, you know, staying at home and watching TV and you know, eating chicken noodle soup or whatever you want to do at home. But we do, I do have a couple of patients that I have under self-quarantine. Those are individuals that sound like they might have the virus. They do have, they have been tested for influenza and it was negative. And so public health has asked us not to send individuals unless they have some type of exposure.
How would you know you had some type of exposure?
Well, you know, I mean, if you have someone that, say, flew in from China 2 weeks ago, or, well, when, you know, Italy, you know, a person that's in the flight, you know, the flight attendant, you know, if you're a flight attendant or you're a professor and you were giving a speech somewhere, you have a higher chance of having it. So there is a set of criteria that's changing every day based on CDC guidelines. And so those are, you know, some of the things they ask you, but they have a set of questions they ask before they test you.
Okay. But if you get over this in a couple of days, it's probably more likely you do not have it. Doesn't this linger a little more, or has it been lingering a little bit more?
So it really depends on how your body deals with it. So some people walk around with it and don't even know they have it. And that's one of the problems. So if you end up getting sick, you may be sick for a week to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay after that, or do you still possibly have the virus and could spread it?
So there's some individuals that have been found to be positive even up to a month later, but that those, I think, are outliers. The majority of people, the guidance that the CDC is giving is pretty much at that 14-day mark, you should be virus-free, at least free of shedding it to the environment.
Okay, Matt has Texas. You're welcome to text us in, 359-2255. Matt says, Dr. Mantel, do you possibly see the state being put on lockdown like California as more people are tested and more positive results come?
Yeah, I think that could happen. It really depends on how well we do at social distancing. That's going to be a call that Governor Pritzker needs to make. And I know that there are some localities up in the Chicago area that have already put their communities on lockdown. I think the more that we can separate and practice the social distancing, the greater the chances that we can stop this over the next 2 weeks. And that's really the hope of the government and the hope of the healthcare providers.
I think we can see a real graph difference in 15 days, or it's going to have to be longer?
No, I think we probably will see a graph difference in 15 days, especially now that we are actually capturing data.
Yeah, and more data, the better.
Absolutely. Correct.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Dr. Susan Mantel, one more segment if you want to chime in. We generally don't go more than one segment with anybody, but Dr. Mantel, you're special. 359-2255. If you have any questions, you're welcome to chime in. Brother Johnny's going to jump on. We got Mike Ditka at the bottom of the hour. We got Alex Azar this morning, Secretary Alex Azar, Health and Human Services. He'll be coming up. I'll ask a lot of questions of him, of course. Stay with us. Stay with us. 359-2255 to connect with us. That's voice and text, same number. Markets, what's up? Futures are ahead. We give you that report next as well. 718.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, this is Chelsea Bender, your skincare specialist at Advanced Aesthetics in Champaign. We offer a variety of customized facials that provide your skin with a more radiant and refreshed appearance.
I go to Advanced Aesthetics to get my facials because the technicians there are always able to answer my questions. I honestly look forward to going in and getting my facials because they make it so relaxing and just a great overall experience. They carry a great passion for their work, and I can't thank them enough for everything they've done for me.
To find out more and book your appointment, give us a call at 356-3850.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report. Walmart's taking steps to get extra cash into their workers' hands, announcing it'll pay a bonus of up to $300 for every hourly employee and $150 to part-time employees. Hourly employees in stores, clubs, supply chain centers, and offices do qualify. The company is also looking to hire 150,000 new workers through the end of May. Luxury jeweler Tiffany's topping Wall Street expectations. Its fiscal fourth quarter earnings, $201.2 million, with a profit of $1.66 a share. Earnings adjusted for costs related to mergers and acquisitions were $1.80 a share. And the CEO of Altria Group, Howard Willard, has contracted the coronavirus. The company, which makes Marlboro, says he's taking temporary medical leave. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
ESPN 93.5, we've got another text from Jason. Jason asks the question, do you know if this can be caught by a person more than once, or does our body become immune, Dr. Susan Mantel?
So right now, we believe that this virus is not going to be caught twice, at least in the same season. That's what all the research is indicating. More than likely, if this remains in our society, it'll probably be a lot like the flu, where we have different strains and we develop this vaccine, and then based on what's happening across the world, we would alter the vaccine based on whatever strain was happening to occur during that season.
The Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny segment is coming up. Brother Johnny, New Orleans. Johnny!
Stevie J.
How are
chilling
you?
In the Big Easy.
Dr. Susan Mantel, you have many...
Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Many questions. Do you have one for Susan this morning?
Well, I would ask Dr. Mantel how reliable she thinks these tests are. I'm beginning to wonder.
So, you know, that was one of the issues when, you know, a lot of the press was talking about testing. And I think that's where people need to understand that we don't want to push through tests that are inaccurate. So one of the things that I've seen from the interviews with the FDA and with, you know, certainly Dr. Fauci, is that they've worked very hard to ensure the testing was accurate, because we don't want to be basing a lot of clinical judgment based on a test that's not accurate. So I think you would find there's a lot of, you know, there could be some false negatives. That's a lot of times by the way the test was actually obtained. But most of the time, I think you're going to find that it's a fairly accurate test based on what I've seen in the press, at least.
Well, what concerns me is that with the dramatic increase in the number of tests, guess what? We're going to show a dramatic increase in the number of cases. And now they're taking those graphs and projecting that into how fast the disease is spreading. And the governor of California says we will have 25 million people in California affected, which is, I don't know. I would say that's in the category of calling fire in a theater, but what would you think of something like that, doctor? I mean, it's a guess. I know that, but...
Well, I think that
over 50% of California.
I think it's difficult to do modeling based on the data that we have. And so if China would have been more forthright with the data, we may have been able to model this much better. But if you ran the pure numbers on what China, the number of people that developed this illness in China that they actually tested, they're not even close to those numbers. So, that's really more of a something that epidemiologists need to figure out. But I think you have to be very careful with modeling. I think it's a good use for planning, but I don't know that we need to tell everyone that we're going to have this many cases, because we really don't know. And a lot of our country is very different from other countries, you know, when you compare it to Italy or, you know, Europe. And also the fact that the president stopped all of those new cases coming in, that was a very key decision that he took a lot of heat for. And by stopping all the new cases, that allowed us time to make some of these bold decisions to stop the spread. And so I'm hoping that with what we've done, we won't see those numbers skyrocket like they're saying.
ESPN 93.5, just a few more minutes. Dr. Susan Mantel, Center for Your Health in Philo. If you have any more questions, 359-2255, you can text me that question. I think it's amazing that you can determine that some guy ate a bat with snake blood in Wuhan, China, and has started the epicenter and the whole global... I have no idea how that happens, how they, A, determine that, and B, why is that so contagious? It's just unbelievable science.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. A lot of these illnesses that do cross over, sometimes it can be just, a farmer taking care of chickens and we end up with avian flu. Part of the issue, again, back to China, is that we're not 100% sure how it actually occurred. The theory is that it came from a bat. And a lot of that goes back to the genetics of the virus, where they're able to test and look at those genetic codes, which is something we didn't have, 10 plus years ago. So this is new for a lot of reasons. We have a lot more technology to evaluate these things.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to ask Dr. Mantel, I've had a couple of people on television who had the virus. A couple said, I didn't even know I had it. And then and a few of them said, I didn't get a cough. Is there a chance that this coronavirus is showing up in a much milder form and the test is picking up coronavirus, but that the mutated form that kills the lung isn't there? Is that another, you call that a false positive, but it's the same basic coronavirus showing up as the bad one, because some of these people don't look like they're having any respiratory problems.
Well,
but they tested positive.
Yeah, so the test, I believe, is actually looking at the genetics of it, so that shouldn't be occurring. It is possible that people just have a better immune system. And, there are lots of people that pick up the flu and just get, a runny nose for a couple of days and they actually have influenza. So when you look at coronavirus, there was a recent article where they're questioning whether there are some GI symptoms as well from it. So it's really, again, that's a data-driven issue. We need more data to understand it, and we need to collect the data in a uniform manner and report it in a uniform manner. And I think that's happening now. But there's still going to be a lot of questions even after this is all over.
All right, last question. What do you think happens based on your medical knowledge? Kind of unprecedented. We don't know a ton. We're learning every day. What do you think?
So my hope is that over the next few weeks, we're going to see that curve flatten. We're going to have those medications like the hydroxychloroquine that are going to be used in patients, and we're going to have a really good idea if that will shorten the course and help treat some of these patients. And then we will hopefully be able to, you know, stop a lot of the, you know, all of these closures and be able to get back to normal life.
Because if we have treatment and hope like that, and this is a readily available malaria type help drug that's out there, if this is going to work and we might know something in a week or two, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's one of the key things is by decreasing regulation, allowing, you know, we've always had the ability to use drugs off label, but by collecting data and understanding it better, then we can make blanket recommendations and people will be able to be treated, and that will be fantastic.
Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
having me. Bright and early, Dr. Susan Mantel, excellent work. We appreciate you. People can reach you at Center for
Your... Dr. Mantel.
Thanks, John.
Dr. Mantel can be reached at Center for Your Health. You're kind of shut down except for sick people right now. You're not doing a ton of...
We're basically only seeing people that are ill.
And then kind of...
We're still everyone can call. We're definitely taking new patients. It's a subscription-based model, so we don't bill insurance. It's a monthly payment.
So. Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Susan Mantel, ESPN 93.5. Johnny will be back with Dr. Ditka. Mike Ditka next, 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Chris Foster. There are now more than 14,000 cases of coronavirus in the United States, 205 deaths. There are negotiations at the Capitol today on a financial relief bill.
The $1 trillion stimulus plan includes checks for Americans, $1,200 per adult and $500 per child, subject to income limits. It also includes billions in emergency loans for the airline industry and tax breaks for businesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. More people have now died with the virus in Italy than any other country.
Italy reporting another 427 deaths from the new coronavirus, taking its total to more than 3,400. That's more fatalities than have been reported in China, the original epicenter, and a country with a population 20 times larger.
Fox's Simon Owen. All Americans are advised by the State Department to avoid international travel. Americans out of the country now are warned to return now or prepare to remain out of the country indefinitely. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Public health officials announced on Thursday that three more people have died after contracting coronavirus in Illinois. 422 people statewide have now tested positive for the disease caused by the virus. A total of four people have died in the state as a result of COVID-19, with 134 new positive tests reported since Wednesday. Governor J.B. Pritzker said more than 1,000 tests were administered statewide on Wednesday, and officials hope to soon increase that to 2,000 tests per day. Three more major stores are closing. TJ Maxx and Home Goods in Champaign are closing for the next 2 weeks. The online stores also are closing there, but the CEO said they plan to pay their store, distribution, and office associates for 2 weeks during the closures. Kohl's also announced it'll close. That's as of last night, and that's through at least April 1st. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Stop and smell the roses in life. With technology, the hustle and bustle of life, so many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
As your business needs grow and change, Busey can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward.
Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. And please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Yep, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast and brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Watts is excited to announce Greg Wolf has returned to Watts as your local sales consultant. Would welcome an opportunity to visit with all current clients and anyone looking for office equipment. Call Greg Wolf, 352-0428, and talk to Greg. He wants to help you. Weather forecast, we're expecting, well, the high is now, and then temperatures dropping as we go throughout the day. We'll just expect windy conditions as well as we make it through. But the temperatures will drop all the way down to 30 degrees tonight overnight, maybe even 29. Saturday, sunny and 40. That'll feel nice. And maybe a snow shower or two. We're not going anywhere. Does it matter? 36 now in Champaign-Urbana. Every Friday, we try and bring a little wisdom to the radio in a crazy time. We know Johnny's on the line from New Orleans. We got Coach Mike Ditka. Coach, you'd have been a good doctor. Dr. Mike Ditka would have sounded awfully good, too, huh?
I don't think so. I think I would have scared people.
I was just telling Coach Johnny off the air, this is uncharted waters, Mike. I mean, we've not done this, have we?
Never seen anything like it. It's kind of amazing, you know, when you think about how much progress we've made in almost every area of medicine and everything, and have something like this happen and not have any answers for it.
Well, there's a lot of action being taken. So one thing, another big unknown, Steve, is how much have we reduced our social distancing? I'm going to say 80%, 90%.
Yeah.
So we can't make any projections. You know, I still can't get over the projection the governor of California made with, they think that they've got 165 cases, and they think they're going to have 25 million. So I'm a civil engineer. Let me just tell you, they're not going to have 25 million cases in California, period. But
it's a little weird.
I mean, what they're doing, Steve, is they're testing more and more. And I had in the paper today in Louisiana, we had so many cases discovered Monday, then Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Thursday. And they're going up. And we've tested more people every day. We're testing more. So they're taking that curve and they're making these projections. That's not the right curve. I'm not saying it's not serious, but I am saying that we're in pretty good shape over here, and that I think it's under control. Steve, how are you going to get it? Mike, how are you going to get it? We're not doing anything.
Well, that's the goal. That's the whole point of it. But when you see people on the beaches in Florida during spring break, and then there's a bit of a breakout happening after they're on the beaches together, you're going, guys, I know that you feel invulnerable, but the numbers are such to where a whole bunch of younger people are actually being hospitalized for this. And then it's just a question of hugging somebody who is vulnerable back at home, your great aunt or something, and then they pick it up. I know that's a big fear. Well, Coach, in light of everything, I mean, Coach, Mike Ditka's restaurant is shut. This is a blow to me. I mean, paddle steaks and all the... I mean, there's nothing you can do about any of this, Coach. Everybody just has to hunker down and hold on and just get through it. That's all you can do.
Exactly. You got to hope for the best and hope it's not as serious as people think it is. And it's pretty darn serious, let's face it, but... you're right. We're not in the restaurant business right now, and people really they wouldn't be want to go out in groups and congregate with other people when they don't even know who these people are or how their lifestyle is. So I can understand that. I mean, it's tough, but we we're out of the restaurant business for a while, that's for sure.
Well, we hope that there's some real dramatic information here after 15 days. I believe we're in day five of this. Before I let both of you go, Coach, there's just a litany of NFL things, so it's kind of fun to be able to talk about something else for a minute. Firstly, Nick Foles to the Bears. What was your thought about that?
Well, you know, I don't know. Evidently, they've changed directions on Mitch Trubisky, and I thought he was their guy. I thought he was their future, and I don't know enough about the situation. I don't. I know Foles is a kind of a run of the mill quarterback. He's been around for a while. But he can get the job done. Yeah, you know, you got to understand, if you're going to build a football team, if the quarterback is part of it, he's not the whole thing. But you've got to have the whole other ingredients. The running game, the defense, the special team, all that. And then if you have the right quarterback, you put it together, you can go. We didn't have the greatest quarterback in the world, but we had a quarterback that could play, and we had a great, great defense. So, you know, we were able to get it done. So I think you got to look at, you know, you got to build on what your strengths are, and you got to kind of minimize what your weaknesses are.
I'll tell you, Coach, down in New Orleans, we're kind of going, whoa, we got Teddy Bridgewater going to Carolina. Tom Brady is going to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and Todd Gurley is going to the Falcons.
Yeah, well,
that's our division.
Well, that's
and it. To top it all off, our coach has the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think that's really
case
bad. Pretty healthy.
Yeah. I would say that division just got a whole lot harder. I saw Todd Gurley signing 1 year with the Falcons. I'm surprised the Rams let him go, but they must know something. I don't quite get that. But holy cow, Tom Brady and Drew Brees matching up twice a year now for at least a few years.
Yeah,
anyway.
Be a game of the week.
Yeah. Well, and how about ticket sales in Tampa? Ticket sales in Tampa are going to explode, I would think.
Yeah, they're jacked up over there, I can tell you.
But, Coach, can Tom Brady still play?
He sure can. I'll tell you what, I tell you what, he's amazing. I mean, and I ask myself the same question. Watch him throw the football. He's got a great sense of where to throw the football. And if you got a guy that can get open, he'll get the football to him.
Hey, Coach, I will say, Drew can't throw that deep out or even the long ball like he used to, but Brady seems to be able to throw it just like he did when he came out of college. I don't know what the deal is with that guy.
I don't know. Drew isn't bad.
Or read the defense.
These guys are
well. It does.
A couple of the best that's ever played the game. So you're looking at really something special when you see these guys, because I don't think you're going to have a lot of them come along to be as good as these guys. That's
well,
sure.
And then I don't think you're ever, and again, you always say this, I always say it, nobody over break this or nobody break that, but I don't think anybody's going to play that long anymore because the money's so good and you don't have to put your body through what Drew and Tom Brady have, but there's a very close most touchdown passes race going on. I think Drew's up 5 or 6 touchdowns. I mean, if you get that one, Johnny, and you are at the top of that one, I don't think there's going to be a quarterback that plays 20 years that effectively anymore.
There's 4 or 5, maybe even 6 categories that Drew has that he might be 4 or 5 games ahead of Brady. And the two of them, Coach, probably are 15 years ahead of everybody else that's playing.
Yeah, that's
so
true, yeah.
That's why I think Drew stayed in. He just said, I'm staying. I'm competing for that because it's going to be nice to hold the record. He loves playing. They love playing.
And
they know they're
exactly.
pushing
the money. The money's not bad, is it?
Yeah, right. I mean, didn't Drew Brees take a pay cut taking $25 million a year? I mean, that was a good deal. They said, man.
What was Brady's deal, do you know?
They have not released that, apparently, and will it be 2 years or 3 years or 4 years? And couldn't Brady get at least $30 million a year? If you're giving the Tennessee quarterback, Tannehill is getting $30 a year, Coach. Wow.
Gee. A lot of money.
Oh. Well, it's a good business if you can take the heat.
Yeah, and take the beating. Those guys take some hits. But
hey, Steve, talking about numbers, let me say one more thing about the virus.
Okay.
Last week, when you hear the media, you need to just take it with a grain of salt because they got to talk all day. Last week, I saw two people, I think it was CNN, sitting on a back and forth, 3 or 4 minutes, talking about math. And on the board, they had Bloomberg spent $600 million. There's 325 million Americans. He could have given each of us more than $1.5 million if he just hadn't run. Yeah, let's do the math here. That's a lot of money. Well, we're spending too much on these campaigns. And they went on, Steve. Steve, the cameraman's watching. The producer's watching. The real number is $1.84 each.
Yeah.
They were off by $1 million.
Well,
$1 million to 1. That's how much they missed that.
Yeah, well.
So be careful when you hear all these charts and numbers and things, because nobody's vetting it, and it's whoever says whatever they're spouting off the top of their head. So don't get too rattled about things you hear. Just buckle down. And I'm enjoying the time off, Coach. I mean, it's kind of everybody's taking a mental break, Stevie. What do you think?
I think it's good, and I think it's good if we can get the board games out with the kids and play a little board games and eye contact, because that's what we're going to have for a while. And, Mike, if you were in Chicago...
The thing about it is everybody's so aware of how not to spread the flu that we'll probably save many lives over the next few years just on more awareness.
I think so. And finally, Ilhan Omar, I'm so far from anything, but I don't like her at all. She complimented the president. So there's that.
Yeah.
Ilhan Omar complimented the president and his actions, and I thought that was a real step in the right direction. Guys, and we got Alex Azar coming up. He's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Mike, always a pleasure. Stay healthy. Johnny, thank you as always.
All right, thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
God bless both of you. ESPN 93.5, the Secretary of Health and Human Services is coming up next. Kelly's accounting for all tax types, plus payroll and bookkeeping services in Monticello. Call 762-5509, kellysaccounting.com.
Independent contractors. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. After this,
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
Do you receive a W-2 or a 1099, which means independent contractor? Employers need to know the difference.
It's very important to make sure that you are classifying your workers correctly, since misclassification can result in costly financial penalties.
CPA Dan Geltrude, managing partner at Geltrude & Company.
If you are found to have misclassified employees as independent contractors, you will likely have to repay all of those taxes and benefits that you weren't paying for before.
Independent contractors really need to be independent in what they do. It's the amount of control over the worker. Ginny Cosell, Fox News.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details. Here's your weather. Temperature is at a high. It's going to drop all day long. Going to get windy. Going to get cooler. What was it nice yesterday, even though it rained? Temperatures are so nice and mild. We hit like 65 yesterday. So we are going to continue to drop in temperatures. It's just going to be kind of a cooler weekend, but looks good later next week. High today where it is right now at 50. It was 59 degrees an hour ago. Going to go all the way down to the 20s tonight. Saturday, 40 for the high with sunshine. That'll feel good. And then be a snow shower or two possible. 36 on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday look to be around 50. Currently in Champaign, 50 degrees. ESPN 93.5. Secretary Azar, how are you?
Doing well. Good to talk to you guys again.
Well, it's great to have you back again. I think last time I said you'd rather be at the Indianapolis Symphony. How about now?
Well, I don't think they're playing right now, unfortunately. I got an email saying they've gone dark during a bit of this, yeah.
Well, they could have social distancing and only have three violinists, three violas, you know.
Exactly, a little quartet.
All right, firstly, I think you're all doing a great job. I mean, you're talking to the American people every day. I don't know what else you can do. The president has made, you know, preemptive moves that were criticized. I guess this morning on this March 20, where are we in your mind with coronavirus, COVID-19, Secretary Azar? What are you thinking today? Is there hope?
There is hope. Of course there is. Of course there is. President Trump is leading a whole of government and whole of economy approach here. He's put the public health of the American people at the top, foremost above everything. And that's why we've taken aggressive measures to contain this at our borders and delay the spread into the U.S., and now we're taking aggressive measures to mitigate its spread and its impact in the U.S. I encourage your listeners to go to coronavirus.gov, and that's where we have our 15 days to slow the spread, empowering each of us with the tools at home, at work, school, in our communities, how we can slow the spread of this. Because what we want to do is flatten the curve. That's to delay it and flatten that curve so that the impact in any community is minimized as much as possible to fit within our healthcare resources so we can take care of folks.
Okay, in 2009, and I know these may or may not be spot on, but when we were dealing with swine flu, I think 60 million cases, 12 to 15,000 deaths. Given what we're doing, is there any way this pandemic will compare anyway to these numbers?
Well, it's very hard to compare flu to this because, first, with flu, we don't in any way take these types of mitigating steps and containment steps, the whole of economy approach with our with annual or even the swine flu back in 09, as you talked about. But also, it's a very different disease. We don't have a vaccine yet. We don't have treatments yet for it. And it spreads quite rapidly. Quite easily, it appears. And for most of us, though, it will probably be a mild or moderate cold or flu. But the challenge is for certain groups of people, it can be quite severe, critical, or even fatal. And that's why we've got to take this very, very seriously, how easily it spreads, but then the impact, especially on certain communities, is why we're taking this this quite seriously.
How reliable is the test?
The test is completely reliable. It's a validated, and there are multiple tests. We have unleashed the private sector and our labs. So basically any of these qualified labs can invent their own tests. There's not just one. These are validated tests. They're accurate tests. And we now have tens of thousands of people getting results every single day, and that is only increasing by the day.
And thus the more positives because we are testing more, correct?
That's right. And so I want to make sure the American people understand over the next several days to week, you are going to see a large spike in the number of positive cases as more people who are symptomatic and appear to have novel coronavirus are tested and we get those results and those are reported into us. That is expected. It is not a sign necessarily of increasing prevalence, but rather of just better reporting of what we have.
Secretary Alex Azar is joining us, ESPN 93.5, about everything going on. As this spreads, can it weaken or strengthen, or do we know?
We don't know, but we haven't seen a lot of movement or shift in this virus compared to, say, the flu. Flu is a very malleable, changeable. That's why we have to get a different flu shot every single year. What I've been told is this virus at the moment seems to be a fairly stable one. That's why Dr. Birx said she actually believes that the vaccine work we're doing here is in some ways a more predictable vaccine in terms of potential efficacy than the flu vaccine because it's a more stable target.
California, I guess, ordered everybody to stay home. They project up to 25 million cases of this. How do they come to a number like that?
Well, I don't know how they're getting to those numbers, and the whole goal, that's quite a significant level of infection, and as you take that's perhaps a risk if one took no mitigation or containment steps, if you sat back and just let it run its course. But Governor Newsom, as well as President Trump, are taking aggressive measures to keep it from spreading, and that's why we're going to work to minimize the number of people that get this and minimize the health impacts on those who do.
And you see the TV and you see spring break and you see everybody at the beach, you're going, why aren't they hearing me?
I mean, it's infuriating to see that kind of behavior. You know why? It's selfish. It's selfish because even if you think you're invincible and you're not, young people can get this and young people can have serious consequences from it. But also you can bring it home to your parents. You can bring it home to your grandparents. You're traveling, get on airplanes, spread to other people. So it's not responsible behavior. That's why the president put out his 15 days to slow the spread. He's calling on all of us. We've got to look out for each other and take these steps. And, yes, it's hard. It's hard. There's anxiety. But we're going to get through this. but we're going to get through it if we all work together and use common sense.
I know the president said we'll tell you about day 14, about day 16. I mean, I think most people think it's not going to be 15 days.
Well, he's going to assess it with his health advisors as we move through this, and we'll see what steps are appropriate and where they're appropriate. You know, right now, this is a more of a nationwide call to action as we try to bring the whole spread down. You know, right now, 50% of our cases in the United States are in three states and 10 counties. You know, so while we're seeing significant impacts, we're seeing quite localized impacts today.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the questions I've said for 8 or 10 days is that, I understand this is when the NCAA basketball tournament was canceled. Okay. Something bad is going on. I trust what you're doing because you're seeing what I can't see and know. But I mean, at what point when you tell me it's safe, how do you know?
First, we're being completely transparent. So if you go to coronavirus.gov, you're basically looking at the data that I'm looking at. We post our data there from CDC and the White House, and so you know what I know.
Well, but when do you know it's safe, and how do I know you know? I mean, how do you determine something like that? You just talk to Dr. Fauci, or what happened?
Well, I certainly talked to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Redfield and Dr. Birx. Those are going to be the people who tell me when it's safe. It ain't going to be me. It's going to be it's going to be these leading public health geniuses who will tell us. But listen, there's some things that you look at. You look at the rate of spread. You look at what we call R-naught, which is for each person infected, do they infect less than one person or more than one person? If you get it to less than one, you're on the decline, and that's what you look for. And you start. I think we've seen that in China, and we've seen that now in South Korea, and those are some of the things you look for.
Okay. We're trying our best to be a conduit. We've got some wonderful sponsors that are giving me thousands of dollars. I'm spending $250 a day for a restaurant still doing curbside, trying to reach out to listeners who need it, especially now. So we're trying to help restaurants, we're trying to help listeners, and we're trying to just bring people together because we need that right now.
Well, thank you for that. And, you know, that's why we have had a historic deregulation of the practice of medicine in order to keep people safe from having to go into hospitals and having to go into doctors just if they're not feeling well. We've unleashed telehealth so that you can now call your doctor's office, call the hospital, get a consult there, get a visit basically over Skype or FaceTime, and the doctor or the hospital can actually get paid for that now. That's the type of deregulation that President Trump's bringing to the table as part of this response.
Okay, lastly, when I'm not feeling well, I go through the doctor. Not everybody should be tested, correct?
That's right. I talk to the health ministers around the world, and I'm not aware of a country that tests anybody who just thinks they're curious about it. Their symptoms, and there are certain classifications of people that are prioritized. So, for instance, healthcare workers, we got to keep them safe because they're in harm's way, so they need to be prioritized for testing. Our seniors and those who are medically frail, they need to be prioritized if they are exhibiting symptoms like fever or respiratory distress. But for the rest of us, you can always get a test. There are plenty of tests. We now have 10.4 million tests out in the system from March 2nd to March 14th. You know, our private commercial labs tested over 20,000 people, got results the day before yesterday. So we're cranking through this. Tests are available. Obviously, in these drive-through centers, we want to prioritize healthcare workers and sick seniors. But if your doctor says you need it, you can get a test. Public health labs, the CDC, hospitals, private labs, commercial labs, there are tests everywhere.
Ilhan Omar complimented the president. Wow, that's exciting.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, no, she said
it's
was
it, coming together.
Well, I mean, it's unbelievable, but I was excited about it. Secretary Alex Azar, thank you for your incredible work. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks for what you're doing for your country.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Secretary Alex Azar, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
are older, we still got a lot of driving that we're doing, supporting them in their various events. But our van had over a 250,000 miles on it. It was time for an upgrade. When we were eating in the area of Savoy 16 Theaters, we saw a couple of great options. When we called the dealership at Honda BMW to let them know we were coming over, we met Tommy West. Going through the financial screening only took about 20 minutes. We drove it around some of the rural roads we were familiar with and fell in love with our new pre-owned van. It fit right in our budget. Go see Tommy West and the crew at Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right. Hope you enjoyed Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. We are trying to bridge between local people that serve food and you. And yesterday we had a text in kind of late on the program that suggested, you know what? Over there in East Urbana where we are at the Pines, they work very hard at Carl across the street from us. My wife works there. The texter said, what about spending some of our gift certificates on them? We have put that into motion. We'll brief you on that. Second floor, Carl, some good things are going to happen today. Stand by. You're listening to W.